This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's aviation sector has witnessed a historic transformation in just one decade. Addressing Wings India 2026, which commenced today at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad, the Prime Minister in his video message highlighted that from aircraft manufacturing to advanced air mobility and leasing, India is positioning itself as a land of aviation opportunities. The Prime Minister said that the Udaan scheme has enabled nearly 1.5 crore passengers to fly on routes that did not even exist a decade ago. He noted that India today stands as the world's third largest domestic aviation market, reflecting the scale and speed of its growth. Wings India 2026, Asia's largest civil aviation event, commenced today and will continue till the 31st of this month. The four-day event will showcase the rise of Indian aviation and the future of global flight. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The youth of the country today define courage and are committed to a nation-first mindset." Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM's rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The Prime Minister said, "The NCC is a movement that makes India's youth confident, disciplined and sensitive citizens dedicated to the nation."
आज पूरी दुनिया युवा भारत के युवाओं की तरफ बहुत भरोसे से देख रही है और दुनिया के इस भरोसे का कारण है स्किल और संस्कार। भारत के युवाओं के पास लोकतंत्र के संस्कार है, हमारे युवाओं के पास हर प्रकार की विविधता को सम्मान देने के संस्कार है, भारत के युवाओं के पास पूरी दुनिया को एक परिवार मानने के संस्कार है। हम अपने सामर्थ्य से उस देश के विकास में मदद करते।
The budget session of Parliament commenced today with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said, "The government is fully committed to social justice in its true sense, and as a result, 25 crore citizens have overcome poverty during the last decade." She said after Operation Sindoor, confidence in Made in India defense platforms has grown stronger.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से विश्व ने भारतीय सेना का शौर्य और पराक्रम देखा। हमारे देश ने अपने संसाधनों के बल पर आतंकियों के अड्डे को ध्वस्त कर दिया है। मेरी सरकार ने कड़ा संदेश दिया है कि भारत पर किसी भी आतंकी हमले का जवाब दृढ़ और निर्णायक होगा। सिद्धू जल समझौते को स्थगित किया जाना भी आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध हमारी लड़ाई का हिस्सा है।
The president said, to provide employment and development in rural areas, a law named Viksit Bharat G. Ramji has been enacted. President Murmu said, this scheme will provide new momentum to rural development and create new facilities for farmers, livestock farmers and fishermen. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, in a social media post, said, President Murmu's address was wide-ranging, forward-looking and visionary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said President Murmu's address reflected India's remarkable development journey in recent times. The economic survey will be tabled tomorrow and the budget will be presented on Sunday. The Lok Sabha today paid respect to Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, who lost his life in a plane crash this morning. Mr. Pawar was member of the 10th Lok Sabha. The lower house also paid tributes to former Bangladesh Prime Minister Khalid Azia and five former members of Lok Sabha who passed away recently. Later, the house was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha also paid tributes to former Prime Minister of Bangladesh and two of its former members who passed away recently. Later, the upper house was adjourned for the day. Maharashtra is in deep mourning following the tragic demise of Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar in a plane crash near Baramati district, Pune, this morning. The state government has announced a three-day state mourning till the 30th of this month. In men's cricket, New Zealand were 20 for no loss in 1.4 overs against India in the fourth T20 of the five-match series in Vishakhapatnam when reports last came in. India won the toss and opted to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.